Oh, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We just heard Mick McCauley doing the Sunday Feast Jigs, which is Palm Sunday, Peter O'Byrne's Fancy, and the Noonday Feast. Before that was Doolin with Winder Up, and we started off with Pentangle and the Cruel Sister. Next up, Neve Parsons and Graham Dunn, the Afro-Celt Sound System, and Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party.
One morning in May, I overheard a married man to a young girl say, "Go dress you up, pretty Katie, and come along with me across the blue mountain to the Allegheny. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every tavern, we'll drink when we're dry, across the blue mountain goes my Katie and I." Then up spoke the mother, and angry she was there, oh daughter, he is a married man, and there's plenty of young men more handsome than he. So let him take his own wife to the Allegheny. Oh mother, he's the man of my heart, and wouldn't it be a dreadful thing if we were to part? I'd envy every woman that I'd ever see go across the blue mountain to the Allegheny. We left before daybreak on a buckskin and roan, past tall shimmering pines where the mockingbirds moan, past dark cabin windows where eyes never see, across the blue mountain to the Allegheny, past dark to the Allegheny.
Children of the wilderness and daydreams, from the rugged land of the lofty pine to the great rolling and fertile plains, will I not lend an ear to the sway of forgotten tongues, a most puzzling of journeys many poets and travellers will tell? For this here tale is of adventure from a time long, long ago, all about a pondering child called Wonder. Misty but potent legends recall that he did once drink from a wishing well. Deep and dreaming was his spirit from the moment he was born. Full of play was the child who lived for the sparkle of his mother's eyes, that danced in merriment like the rising sun of a sweet, sweet summer's morn. For many are the ways that awaken the song of the blessed gift of life. Now one day, whilst out a-walking through the ancient forest of abundance, where the old cunning fox, the enchanted elves and the fairies hide, on the ever-restless wind, Wonder heard a strange voice lamenting of love and wisdom, and the lost and hallowed art of the game called Seek and Find. For far away in your heart lies a winding road that'll twist and turn, leading far beyond the walls of your mind. Dear child, like sparrowhawk you are, but never will you soar above the sharp beaks. If the heart be deserted on the sacred earth, feeling empty and left behind. Soothing voice, for full of flight and mischief that tickle the butterflies within, leaving Wonder numb of wits and without the ability of making choice. Racing deeper and deeper amongst the vast and ancient forest, spellbound to the air of the guiding and calming call, when from far beyond the distance emerged an almighty thunder from the gaping mouth of a mighty roaring waterfall. It bellowed louder and louder with every lightsome step. The tempest bowed his head in shame, for such was the force of the torrent shake that rumbled forth a curious vision unto Wonder, a whispering from the realms of the second sight, where he did gaze upon a mysterious land renowned far and wide as the fabled kingdom of the Crystal Lake. Lost in strange perception, cold of his senses, the boy crossed beyond the forbidden boundary stone, where lay a forgotten village of a peaceful people, skilled in charms and lore, where elders and chiefs sit round the fire in council, reciting epic stories and legends of giants of renown who walked the sacred mountains many icy winters before.
Oh,
without verse nor scarcity of craft, with pine songs of heroes and pathfinding braves, where rainbow warriors would battle their shadows to free their hearts in its secret ways. For coiled in this sanctuary lies in hiding a gift, a secret trail full of questions and thought, where the rainbow warrior must clamber and toil to give breath to his dreams before they wither and rot.
Jack O'Ryan was as good fiddler as ever fiddled on a string, and he could drive the women wild at the noise his wise would ring. He'd fiddle a fish out from the sea, or water from a marble stone, milk out of a maiden's breast, though baby she had none. There he played in the castle hall, and there he played him fast asleep, except in for the young countess, for love she stayed away. When the day has dawned and the cocks have crowed and flapped the wings so wide, it's you may come to me chamber door and lie down by me side. So he wrapped his fiddle in a cloth of green and stolen out on his tiptoe, soft back to his own man Tom as fast as he could go. When the day has dawned and the cocks have crowed and flapped the wings so wide, I'm bid to go to my lady's door and lie down by her side. Lie down, my good master, here's a blanket to your hand, and I'll waken you in as good a time as any cock in the land. Tom took the fiddle into his hand, and he fiddled and he sang for a full hour. Led his master fast asleep, and is off to his lady's bar. At the pin, and the lady true unto her word rose up and let him in. Indeed, take our lady gay to bolster or to bed, but down upon the cold hard floor, right soon he's had her laid. Oh, ragged are your stockings, love, stubby is your cheek and chin, and tousled is your yellow hair, as all it used to be. All my stockings belong to my boy Tom, they were the first come to me hand, and the wind it tossed on the yellow hair. He's off back to his master's home as fast as go could he. Up and up, the good master, why you snore your thirst so loud? There's not a cock in all this land has flapped his wings and crow. Jack O'Ryan took the fiddle in his hand, and he fiddled and he sang so merrily. He's off and to his lady's door as fast as go could he. When he came to the lady's door, he tells his softly at the pin, saying, oh me dear, it's your own true love, rise up and let me in. Well, did you not now leave behind a golden watch, not velvet glove? Are you come now back again to taste more of me love? Bloody oath, by hook and a sharp bit of thorn, lady, I never was in this room since the day that I was born. Oh, then it was your own boy Tom that cruelly has beguiled me, for the blood of a ruffian boy should spring in me fair body. Jack O'Ryan flew to his home, cried, Tom, me boy, come here to me. He hung that boy from his own gate post, high as a willow tree. Thank you.
And that was Faye Heald in the Hurricane Party with Jack O'Ryan from Old Adam. Prior to that was the Afro-Celt Sound System, the 2016 version, with Child of Wonder from The Source. And we started off with Nee Parsons and Graham Dunn doing Across the Blue Mountain from Kind Providence. Next up is Leverett, the Katie McNally Trio, and John McSherry from his new album. If you're a Celtic artist who'd like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Nice to see the sun coming out. We started off with a little bit of frost this morning, but it is supposed to get up to 60 degrees. Thank you. Good morning. That was Nathan Gurley and Joey Abarta, along with Owen Marshall, doing a set of reels. The Boys of 25, The Girl That Broke My Heart, and Jerry O'Sullivan's. Before that was John McSherry's with A Dance of the Sheog, with Sean O'Graham and Neve Dunn. The album is The Seven Sons. And if you're at all interested in the megalithic history of Ireland, this is one of those albums you'll want to possess. Prior to that was the Katie McNally Trio with John Roy Stewart, Kenny Gillies of Portin' Along Sky from the Boston States. And we started off with Leverett doing Grinders and Solomon's Joke. Next up is Dallahan, John Renborn, and Wiz Jones. And then something from Kevin Burke and John Brennan's brand new album.
When the vapor on the window pane disguises the rain, my lover. When the sun beams through the grit and grime and briefly on me shines, my lover. When the neighbors throw stones as they pass, it does not shake my glass, my lover. When the pilot light has died its death, and I can see my breath, my lover. Make my day, keep the reaper away. At the dawn of the day, it's your bread and butter. So string me up and lay my body low in the gutter. At the dawn of the day, it's your bread and butter. So string me up and lay my body low in the gutter. When the handcuffs slap me on my wrist, embrace me with their kiss, my lover. When the hangman stands me in my place, and I look for your face, my lover. And at the last drop, I behold a scythe, so hasty to my side, my lover. Make my day, keep the reaper away. Make my day, keep the reaper away.
give a little and take a little. Let your poor heart break a little. Oh, that's the story of, that's the glory of love. Sigh a little and cry a little. Let the clouds roll by a little, oh baby. That's the glory of love. Two of us.